today.
And you're very welcome back, now only to our YouTube viewers, but you're welcome. Hopefully those watching us on LinkedIn earlier jumped across to our YouTube channel. There was a lot of announcements at the keynote earlier this morning, but one of them was app modernization and relational migrator. And I'm joined now by Sanjay, who's a services delivery enablement engineer. Sanjay, you're very welcome to the MongoDB.local live stream. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm so excited to see so many people. It's in just packed auditoriums all throughout, and some really interesting topics being covered as well.
Yeah, it's great to see it so busy. We talked a little bit earlier with the previous guest about, you know, meeting in person, having the sort of conversation that you wouldn't normally have when we're scheduled Zooms and all of that sort of stuff. So it's brilliant. You have a talk later on, Sanjay. What time is that at?
It's at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
It's in Kensington upstairs.
Perfect. So when Sahir was on stage at the keynote, Relational Migrator took up a good chunk of that keynote time. I know a little bit about it, but you're the expert. So from a developer perspective, and for those considering, you know, modernizing their app or, you know, using MongoDB for the first time for an existing application, talk to me a little bit about the features of Relational Migrator.
So actually, this is something that Sahir brought up on the keynote as well, that a lot of our customers are actually stuck in status quo because the challenge of moving on to MongoDB seems too daunting. There are a lot of aspects to it. Getting the schema design correct, because you don't just lift and shift. You don't just move the tables as collections. Just, there's a fair bit of amalgamation that goes on because you want to store data where you're consuming it. And that's the power of document model. And if you don't know MongoDB, that in itself is the first challenge that a lot of people struggle with.
It's a barrier, right?
It's a strong barrier. Yeah. And we've been trying to educate people for a while. I've actually been a consulting engineer for 6 years now, and I've spoken to so many customers who've been working with MongoDB and still don't fully understand it. So for somebody who's coming from the relational world, it's actually a whole different scenario. They're used to dealing with data in a certain way, and then they come to MongoDB, they want to come to MongoDB, and they see that this is completely different. Mm. Because if they just do lift and shift, it's not going to perform. It's not intended to
be like that. No, it's structured wrong. It's, you know, there's a whole lot wrong with the lift and shift mentality. Exactly. You know what I mean? In doing that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. So a relational migrator guides them through the process of
this
and suggests where, you know, there could be performance improvements and enhancements made to their data structure, right?
So it's actually a very visual tool. What it allows you to do is it right off the bat, using the relations that it can see on the existing schema. So you can connect it to your current database, relation database. It's going to analyze the schema, and it's going to figure out the relationships. And based on that, using some Gen AI powered magic, it's going to convert.
And we love that term. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to convert it into what it thinks is a good schema for MongoDB. Mm-hmm. It might not be the case. It might be really close to it, but it might also be a little bit far. It's still AI at the end of the day. So what you want to do is you want to understand it, want to iterate over it, maybe make some tweaks because you understand your data better.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're ready with it, you can actually use the relational migrator to migrate all of your existing data into MongoDB.
Okay. So you've migrated the data into MongoDB. What about the query?
Good that you asked that. That's actually one of the recent features that we've been working on, and it's very new, but we're actually very close to giving you a complete, but a lot of modifications, a lot of the artifacts, aside from the data, mm-hmm. the structured, the stored procedures, mm-hmm. Your SQL, custom SQL queries, the triggers, all of that also needs to be brought in, like you rightly pointed out. So the tool now today does have, again, Gen AI powered ability to convert existing artifacts and to give you code snippets that you can directly copy and paste into your code base.
Okay.
So that's already available today, and you can play around with it. And again, the idea is that you do this iteratively, get more and more confident, mm-hmm. and that you've de-risked your migration plan, and then go for it. You release your POC and maybe move into MongoDB.
Excellent. So obviously, you know, you can do your POC, as you say, and people can say, well, look, I'll take a little bit of my data across, I'll test it out, etc. Mm-hmm. But we have a real-world example with Bendigo Bank that was used in the keynote
exactly.
at scale. Talk to me a little bit more about their use case.
So it's not just Bendigo. That was definitely brought up at the keynote. There's also Nationwide here in the UK itself.
Mm-hmm.
These are our customers who wanted to move their relational applications into MongoDB. And it was still, for Bendigo, actually, it was really hot off the press, Relational Migrator. It was really initial stages. But they were really happy with the product. They worked with us iteratively, and they were able to, they're actually still on the roadmap for it, but they made significant progress with their move into MongoDB. Okay. And same for Nationwide. They have a bunch of applications. One of them they've started with, and it's on, so far it's going well, and hopefully we can have a lot more of their applications also coming over to MongoDB using Relational Migrate.
Excellent. And obviously, traditionally, this would have been really a long-term, large project for companies to engage. And as you said, there were barriers going, it's too big, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
How has Gen AI helped in this process in terms of speed and time? Do we have any statistics around some of that?
Oh, well, not statistics. I do have some anecdotal that I can share with you.
Sure.
So I worked with a customer. This was a big telecom giant in the Middle East who wanted to, they were really excited about MongoDB. They were super keen on getting their main ERP system into MongoDB. And I was involved with them as a field consultant. Mm-hmm. And I had spent over a year having various discussions, finalizing their plan. Mm-hmm. When I walked away from them, I had left them with an 18-month roadmap to get them onto MongoDB. So it was more than 2 years net.
Yeah.
I invested into it. And today, using Gen AI powered enhancements of the tool, we can actually bring that really down. And in fact, in my talk, I'll be giving actual demos where live, within a few minutes, you can convert your existing schema into MongoDB schema, existing queries and stored procedures and all of that into Mongo query language artifacts. So it's really fast. I don't really have a baseline to compare against, but it used to be a many, many month-long project, which can now be much faster. And the biggest USP of using Gen AI is that the customers don't really need to scavenge as much as they needed it earlier for technical capabilities in-house for MongoDB. They would need somebody who's super
skilled. I like that word, scavenge. So they were looking for people who would help, and maybe with some of the legacy projects, looking for people who understood how that was built.
Because you need to understand all the information that's being consumed, and then you need to understand how better to structure it for MongoDB's consumption. Mm-hmm. So you need both the technical promise. And it was not an easy task. And that's something that Gen AI actually makes it much, much simpler, because all of that is built into it. And today we are already supporting about six source data, relational databases.
Okay.
And three languages that you can create your code artifacts into.
Okay. So, and what's the end goal here using Gen AI and using our experience is to remove any of those last remaining barriers for people wanting to move from a relational database across to MongoDB.
Right. The end goal here is literally that if you're just stuck because you're just too scared, there's just too much risk, there's too much investment needed, and you're not sure whether that investment will bear its fruit or not, then this is a tool which allows you to iteratively just get your feet wet, just figure out whether it's the right approach, whether you're and fine-tune that plan and get there a lot faster. And the end goal is literally just to make sure that the customers have the confidence to be able to move their archaic legacy RDBMS system into the modern world of MongoDB.
Okay, and so less resistance, more potential customers for MongoDB, quicker projects, less mundane work for developers as well too, right?
It's
taking care of a lot of the more mundane tasks under the hood.
Right. So, if you are somebody who knows Mongo really well and you're just involved in this kind of a project, I would imagine it would be a really boring task to just go through all the queries and convert them into Mongo query language.
Yeah.
And probably not the
not
best.
Proper use of your time.
Exactly. Yeah. Of an expert's type.
Yes.
Totally. There's better things you can do. And this just makes it all of that mundane task can just be handled by the tool itself.
Okay. So for anybody joining us and interested, where do they go to get Relational Migrator? How do they activate it? It's free to use, right?
It's a free tool. It's it's already available. Version 1.9 already has six supported databases, two of them in public preview. You can go to MongoDB's website. I think it's mongodb.com/relational-migrator. And you can just go ahead and download it on your local machine, on your dev environment, and just get started with iteratively getting the confidence that this is actually going to enable the migration and get you onto MongoDB.
Excellent. I don't see why they wouldn't want to do that if it's going to help them out and be quicker. Sanjay, it's been a pleasure to have you on talking about Relational Migrator. Thank you so much.
Pleasure's all been mine.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll be back shortly in a few minutes with another guest.